Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, Rebecca Roberts and her partner, Reese Weaver, were delighted when they found out that she was expecting. Then they found out that she was expecting twins. And that's when things got a little bit complicated for them, because the doctors diagnosed her pregnancy as superfetation, I think is how you pronounce it. And she's joining us on News Talk now to explain exactly what that is. Good afternoon, Rebecca. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. Reese is here with me as well.
Okay. Oh, Reese, how are you? How are you both? Did I pronounce that correctly, Rebecca? Superfetation?
You did, yes. Yeah. Some people go similar, but yeah, it's superfetation. Well done.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's fair enough that I don't know what it is, because not many people in the world do they?
No, it's very rare. It's something that's not supposed to happen, especially not in humans. So no, we don't really hear the word day to day at all.
So tell me the story. You were trying to get pregnant, and were you struggling a little bit?
Not overly, no. We were trying to get pregnant for over a year, and I'm not getting any younger. I was 38 at the time, and my doctor gave me this fertility drug just to help with ovulation, and that's where things got a bit crazy.
Not that you knew initially, though. Initially, you just got a pregnancy result, and it was fantastic news, the news you'd been waiting for.
Yes. Yeah. It's almost counting down the days to when I could take a pregnancy test, and took it, and the little faint line, we're pregnant. So we went and had two early scans, and that was down to having the fertility drug. So I had a scan at 10 weeks and 7 weeks, and both times they just saw one little baby, which was Noah. And then I had my routine 12-week scan. And there I am lying down on the couch and the sonographer scanning me. We've already had a conversation about my previous scans, and she was completely silent. And then she said to me, "Do you know you're having twins?" I didn't believe her. I was like, "No, we're having one baby." And she swung the screen round, and lo and behold, there were two babies there. Couldn't believe it at all. It was amazing.
What did you think had happened? Did you think they had just missed a baby up to this?
Yes, that was the first thought.
Yes.
I know some babies can hide behind the other one, especially with, you know, triplets as well. Sometimes it's a hidden baby, but these were so small, they can't really hide behind each other. So that was the only explanation we could think of to start with. But then she said that the second twin was quite a bit smaller than the first one, and she couldn't really get any measurements. So I had to go and jump around in the car park a little bit at the hospital car park to try and make the baby move. And that's when I told Reese that we're expecting twins as well, because he wasn't allowed in because of the COVID restrictions.
Right.
And
so poor Reese is out in the car park for all this. Reese, how did you take this news?
I think I took it surprisingly well, to be fair. I think Rebecca probably expected me to be devastated or, you know, shocked or whatever. But I was actually really excited. For whatever reason, my initial thought was, this is awesome news.
Yeah, it's great. I think I would feel the same way. Overwhelming news, perhaps, but great news. And Rebecca, when did this idea then of that there was something different going on, this superfetation, starts to get discussed?
Well, I had lots of scans during my pregnancy, and I think it was scan after the 12-week scan. They measured again that the twin two was 3 weeks smaller than twin one, and it was a consistent growth between the two twins. And my doctor says he thinks that it's a superfetation pregnancy. Obviously, I had no idea what they were talking about. And they basically said, I ovulated and got pregnant again. One, I was already pregnant, which isn't supposed to happen. It doesn't happen in humans, but apparently it does in a very, very, very small percentage.
We've gone into territory that I know everyone is shaking their head at and scratching their head at this. When you get pregnant initially, your body shuts down then a bit, does it, to stop you getting pregnant again? Is that kind of what normally happens?
It sure does, yes. You usually release a hormone which prevents a woman from ovulating again. But my doctor said it's probably happened because I was on a fertility drug. There are a few other cases documented where these people are also on a fertility treatment, be it something like mine with ovulation stimulation or IVF, that this kind of thing has happened, but it's so rare. There's actually only been 13 documented cases ever, literally ever in the whole world, and we're number 14, and most of them have been down to fertility treatments.
Only 13 other cases. That is truly incredible. I'm still trying to get my head around it. So this is another egg came down and and was fertilized. Does that technically, I mean, we're using the word twins because they're being born at the same time, but they're like two totally separate individuals, aren't they?
They are. Obviously, they're non-identical twins. I've had a couple of people ask me if they're identical, which is quite funny. Especially with one being a boy and the other one being a girl. I got pregnant when I was already pregnant. So that's not supposed to happen at all. But, I mean, it did happen. I released another egg and I got pregnant again.
And as you went on, was it a normal pregnancy? Was it a difficult pregnancy? How was it for you?
Most of it, the first half of it was fine. The babies were growing lovely. They were both reaching all the milestones they were supposed to. At the 20-week scan, Noah had his 20-week scan and they measured him, make sure he was okay. And then Rosalie had her 20-week scan 3 weeks after because she was too small for the 20-week scan. So she had a separate 20-week scan, which was lovely. When we got near the end of my pregnancy, Rosalie's umbilical cord stopped working efficiently. It's quite common with babies and more so with multiple pregnancies. But that just slowed down her growth slightly because she wasn't getting everything that she needed because she had a bit of trouble with her cord. So as well as her being 3 weeks younger anyway, she didn't grow properly right at the end, which was a right shame. So when she was born, she was tiny, like super tiny, really, really cute though.
And for you, Reese, when all this is happening, I just have a constant vision of you out in the car park because of COVID-19. Even when they arrived, did you get in close at all?
So I was out in the car park for the majority of the pregnancy. The first two scans, the 7 week one and 10 week one, like Rebecca says, I was in with her, and then lockdown happened for the first time. And then I'd literally have to wait in the car park and wait for a photo basically. And that continued very much right until the end, where the umbilical cord stopped working a little bit. And that's when I was allowed back in almost. So I was there at the start and I was there at the end. But the middle part, I was basically, you know, eating a double decker in the car park.
How frustrating for you. When did they actually arrive? It was around September, was it?
It was. It was September the 17th. They were born at 33 weeks. Well, Noah was 33 weeks, 6 days, and Rosalie was 30 weeks and 6 days.
Amazing. But, how are they now?
Oh, they're fantastic. They're really, really lovely babies. They're doing really well as well. Rosalie's catching up with her growth. She must have tripled her birth length. And she's proper. She's doing really well.
How do they get on together?
They love each other so much. We can lay them down next to each other and they instantly interact with each other now. It's fantastic. They really do have that proper twin bond that you hear people talk about.
Yeah.
They'll talk to each other, which is just absolutely beautiful. They just babble away in their little baby talk and they'll reach out and they'll touch each other's clothes and they hold hands so much.
Oh, man. Gorgeous.
People think we would stage them holding hands, but we don't at all. They literally reach out for each other. It's beautiful.
I feel very envious listening to you. They sound so gorgeous. And they'll have this to tell people in school about for the rest of their lives. They are the 14th pair of super flirtation twins in the world. They'll dine out on that, won't they?
I expect so. We are.
Right. I better ask, would you think, will you go again, Rebecca, now, or will this finish you?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a bit old now. I'd love to have more children, but I'm 40 this year, so I don't know if my body could take it. And the babies are only being one in September, so I don't know.
Hands
something
full
to think about.
Yeah, right. We shall see. Take under advisement. Rebecca, a pleasure talking to you. And Reese, too, thanks very much. And all our love to Noah and Rosalie as well. Fantastic story. Thank you very much indeed for joining us.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.